Before a recent meeting of the local Democratic Party, Lisa Stevens of Little Egg Harbor Township batted around slogan ideas with a supporter.
New leaders, new vision, new direction, vote Lisa and Matt.
I like that one.
But the slogan Stevens likes best is citizens, not politicians, vote Lisa and Matt. Because she doesn't really want to be a politician, even though she's recently decided to run for a spot on the township committee in her community outside Atlantic City. Stevens is a former social worker. The only office she's held before was vice president of the psychology club in college. But she's gotten a lot more involved around town in the year and a half after Sandy.
What if Sandy had not happened on October 29th of last year?
I think I never would have paid attention to our township committee as much because I'm like the average person. I was working, I was, you know, somebody else can go, somebody, you know, some. I'll read it in the paper, I'll see, you know. But I think this was the springboard for me.
She's closer with her neighbors now, she says, and she hates how long the recovery is taking. The way people tell her they're not sure they'll ever get through this.
So I do a lot of grant researching, and even if I can find something to give somebody to say, here's something for you that it's a grant I'm not eligible for, but you may be. You know, unless people know about it, they have no idea that these grants exist.
When she went to sign up for one of those grants, she could tell the office was overwhelmed.
I said, I'm willing to offer to volunteer, and I volunteered for a few months.
Eventually, they hired her. Then one night, Stevens was at a township committee meeting, and as they passed an ordinance she didn't understand, she grew more and more frustrated.
We are throwing good money after bad, after bad, after bad.
So she decided to run. Little Egg Harbor had its problems before the storm, Stevens says, including a high number of foreclosures. But after the storm, people really looked to this committee for help.
We didn't know where to turn. None of us have ever experienced this. And so we really relied on our township committee to guide us. And what I'm found out through my past year dealing with this as a homeowner is that we felt we were really misguided.
Many Shore residents share Stevens' frustrations, though they tend to blame the state government over their local officials. In a recent Quinnipiac University poll, 50% of New Jersey voters said they approved of Governor Chris Christie's management of storm rebuilding. But that's down from 85% a year ago. Incumbent politicians at all levels are likely to be judged on their response to the storm come November. Congressional candidate Bill Hughes is hoping to challenge Frank Lobiondo this fall. And when he dropped by the Democratic meeting in Little Egg Harbor, it was clear Sandy was an issue he planned to press.
How many people here were affected by Hurricane Sandy?
A few dozen hands go up.
All right. How many people have gotten all the money that they need to repair the house, repair their houses and get back in?
No one raises their hand.
And that's one of the things that I'm seeing throughout the district.
Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.